Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Today, I want to just share something with you along your way to wherever it is you're trying to get to. You know, everybody has a different definition for success. And I'm not here to tell you what yours should be. I mean, please pursue whatever you think success is. Aim as high as you can, though. That's for sure. My father used to say all the time, I'm sure you all have heard it in different variations, but he used to always say, aim for the moon. Just in case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. He'd say that to me all the time. So that always was in me to aim high. Now, he wasn't saying aim with the intent to miss. He was just saying aim. In case you miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. If you aim for the moon. But if you just aim for that first floor window and you miss it, you know, usually run into some type of wall and nothing happens. You slither down. You know, in my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, I told people that men love three ways. They profess, they provide, they protect. And that's the core essence of a man's love. Well, there's some other P's in life, too. The number one thing you have to understand about trying to be successful, and I guess I call this the four P's. I may come up with five along the way. I don't know. I'm just talking as it's given to me, so. I'm gonna start by saying that these are the four P's of success that you have to get ready for. Number one is pressure. A lot of it is applied by the circumstance of what you're trying to go for and what you're trying to do. But a lot of it also is self-imposed pressure. It's what you put on yourself to make it. It's a sense of urgency. It's a sense of necessity. But pressure is the first thing I want you to be ready for. And pressure comes in a lot of different forms, but it's going to be pressure. There's an old saying that pressure busts a pipe. See, that's why most people turn around, because of the pressure of trying to be successful. I want you to get it in your mind that it is going to be a pressurized situation on your rise to the top. Pressure. But understand that that is what it is. It's not going to change. That's it. Prepare yourself. Get ready for there to be pressure. The second thing I want you to understand is when you receive this pressure, you have to persist. You got to stay at it. You got to develop a doggedness. There's a song out. It says, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. That's a funny line in that song, because really I was thinking about it one day. I was humming it and it occurred to me. It said, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. And, you know, now you could take it in the literal sense that cat chases the dog, because it's innately, it's in his spirit that cats and dogs are a lot of times enemies. Now, people have pets and have proven that if you show love on both sides, they can exist. And that happens too. But naturally, innately, when your cat goes by a dog and your dog don't recognize him, there's some barking going on. I'm talking about just walking through the neighborhood or something. So, but the reason that this dog is so persistent towards this cat is just cause it's in him. It's innately in him. And what I'm saying to you, just using that as an analogy, is that you got to be persistent in that you got to develop some dog in you now, because pressure takes some fighting back. See, if you don't fight back against pressure, pressure bust a pipe. So what you think it'll do to you? Pressure crack walls. Pressure cause explosions. So if you don't fight back to hold it in, you understand? Pressure does most people in. The simple thing called pressure. The weight of what it feels like to want to be successful every single day, over and over and over and over and over. It's just too much pressure. People crack. You got to persist. You have to persist. The thought of giving up can come, but you got to get it out. You got to persist. The next thing I want you to think about is another something that I've been thinking about for years and learned for years. It's called perseverance. To persist means to insist. The key word in persist is insist. You must insist that this is going to happen. Now, the persist, I'm assuming, means it's a proaction. It's some type of proaction that you go towards it to make it, you know, persist. You got to be persistent. You got to be constantly at it. Insisting that it happens, you got to be constantly at it. But the next thing I want you to remember is perseverance. Perseverance is important. Perseverance means that when you've done your best, when you've persisted, when you're fighting back against the pressure, perseverance simply means I'm going to hang in here. If a crack come in the pipe, I'm going to hang in there. If the pipe bust, I'm going to keep going. If I got to put duct tape, mud, whatever I got to put on this thing, man, I'm going to use perseverance. I'm going to stay with it no matter what. So we looking at the three things again. You got to understand that it's going to be pressure, that you're going to have to persist. Key word in persist is insist. You have to insist that no matter what the pressure is, I'm going to stay with it. But then perseverance, if it goes wrong, man, you got to get in there and keep fighting. But then, Lord have mercy, nothing helps you handle the three P's better than the fourth P. You got to pray. You got to use prayer. You got to talk to God. You got to use faith. You got to have some conferences with him late at night, early in the morning, in the middle of the afternoon, when you're on the train, when you're driving. You got to talk to God, man. You got to get yourself some help along the way. Nothing is bigger than prayer. There is nothing bigger than prayer. Prayer will help you overcome the pressure. Prayer will help you stay persistent. And Lord have mercy, prayer will help you persevere. Them is the four P's. God gave that to me. I'm passing it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again, another day, another blessing, another opportunity, another chance. Man, oh man, oh man, you got to look at it that way. Always give honor to God when you wake up in the morning. Don't ever wake up without thanking him, because I want to remind you of something. You don't have the ability to wake yourself up. Oh, that's not your alarm clock that does it. It's not your iPhone that does it. Oh, it makes a sound, but God shakes you and allows you to hear the sound. Don't forget that, man. God is good. Got another chance today. I sure appreciate you. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, that junior and the legend that is, Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Well. Well, Junior, what's going on in your life today?
Well, let me ask you this, Unc. You know, your dedication, being dedicated. What's that work ethic like? How do you do that consistently? What's the benefit from it? Being dedicated to your everything you're doing.
More so than dedication, I think the term that I use more often is discipline. Discipline is doing what you have to do when you don't want to. Discipline causes you to perform when all feelings of performance have gone. Discipline makes you wake up without being told to get up. Discipline makes you be on time when easily you could easily be late. Discipline makes you show up
when you don't even feel like getting up. So discipline is the thing that a person has to have. Now, you can work on discipline. You can train yourself to be more disciplined by simply saying, I will not be denied. As difficult as the task may be, you have to develop the attitude that this task is doable. No matter what the mission in front of you, you must realize that someone has accomplished this already. You ain't got no new mission. You ain't the only one trying to accomplish something. You ain't the only one getting setbacks. You ain't the only one catching a curveball. Understand that it's going down for a lot of people, and you have to be willing to discipline yourself to see it through. That's the task that's at hand. And it's in everybody, man. It really is. It's just you have to practice being disciplined. You know, it's like what we do in the morning, all of us here. We're a morning drive show. Now, no matter what our night was, what our evening was the day before, and what news we got this morning, we have to be disciplined to come here every morning at this time and be disciplined to put on the face that allows us the ability to use this God-given gift and platform that God has given to us on the Steve Harvey Morning Show and deliver a morning show that's impactful, inspirational, motivational, informative, enlightening, and funny. We got to do all of that. That takes discipline, brother. So congratulations to the members of the Steve Harvey Morning Show for disciplining yourself in a way that has made us number one around the world.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we have some church complaints for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints. After all, it is Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with our... Are these our first complaints of the new year, guys?
First of the new year.
What?
We gather most pontifically.
Oh, wow.
Today we gather to do complaints.
Yeah.
To hear what the auspiciousness of the congregation is going through in a gregarious, pontarious, hilarious, montachifical way.
Good God.
Boy, I'm preaching now. Go ahead.
That boy can speak. That boy can
preach,
speak.
Master.
Speak from
more
his heart.
Them words. Big you don't even say them words.
Words. Mm-hmm. A whole word.
All right, Pastor, let's get down to business here. We got some issues. Some of the members in the congregation seem to think that you have confidential church documents at your house, and they will be raiding your house at 12 noon. Is there anything you want to tell the church?
First of all, if you come up in here, there is a surprise waiting.
Yeah.
And it ain't a dog either. Once you get bit by what I got in this here house, there's no treatment for it.
All right.
Secondly, do I have secret church documents in my possession?
Yeah.
The answer to that is yes, I do. So pay your tithes on time or they will slowly be leaked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that back to the congregation, but I
take it back just like I give it to you.
No, I'm gonna have to edit that. There's no way I'm going back like that. But anyway. Here's another problem. Brother Curtis couldn't afford knee surgery, so they basically removed both his knees. Now he just he can't sit down, all right? His legs won't bend. He's asking for a standing room section as well as a toilet built sideways on the wall in the bathroom. It's your call, Pastor.
No, what we're going to do is buy him some knee pads from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
And we're going to have him close to the front because nothing looks better
at a church than a real person with something wrong.
Okay.
Righty.
We need.
What?
I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to allow you to allow that to soak in.
Yeah.
A lot of these answers, though, I can't take back to the congregation. It's impossible. But anyway, let me keep it moving. Brother Cornell Washington is asking to preach this coming Sunday. Now, he say you won't let him preach because you scared to lose your spot at the church. Now, he say he leaving this Sunday if he don't get to deliver the word. Now, that's your call now. It's your call. But you ought to let this boy preach.
What time is he leaving? So I can get the sisterhood to prepare him a basket.
He's not preaching, what you said.
Yeah. And how far is he going? That depends on how many pimento spread sandwiches we gonna make. Yeah. You can pass that on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I get that message to him. All right. Other news, we got our brother Maurice Shepherd is opening up the JPJJ Big Game Pot. Now spots is starting at $500, and it'll pay $2,000 a quarter, and $1,000 forward, $1,000 backwards. And, well, we just need to know how many you need. Now, the church don't know you gamble. You know that, but is this all right?
You realize you have not explained this in a proper way. No one knows what game.
It's one of those the betting game for the big football game this coming weekend, Pat.
Oh, okay.
And we buying squares. Each square is $500.
Okay.
Well, do you want the congregation to know that you are gambling, or would you rather put another name on there instead of your name?
I'm absolutely fine with that. I don't have no problem with that right there. You can put my name on there all you want. Because if I win, I don't want no problem. Nobody tell me who is Randy Rudolph and all this here. No.
Randy Rudolph.
Rem Motown won the hit. Let's get it straight. And when I come up to collect my winnings, I won't be in a Pokemon outfit either. It's me.
All right. Now, we got a little, this is a little sticky right here, Pastor. Sister Bonnie and Fagan and brother Raynard Fagan, as you know, they're a mixed couple. You know, she's white and he's African-American. Now, they children.
We tell that by the names.
Yeah, Bonnie and Raynard.
Bonnie and Rayford.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, listen, they children are trying to pass for white and asking the daddy to quit coming to the basketball games at the school. They trying to get a HBCU scholarship, but the daddy keep coming up there hollering, "Go, that's my boy, and they want you to talk to the daddy.
They are trying to pass for white, you said.
Yeah, because, see, at the HBCU, they can get a big scholarship if they come in there white. That's what they saying. But the daddy,
has anybody seen Brother Rayford at the game thus far?
Yeah, he keeps showing up, and that's what the kids don't want him now. That, yeah.
I think it's absolutely too late for that. Brother Rayford is one of our darkest members here at the church.
Oh,
and a lot of times we has him sit over there by the window and act as a shade.
Coming up next, Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in music news, Carla is ready. You get ready, too, because Carla has got all of the highlights from last night's Grammy Awards. It was good, huh?
Yup. Still on. The Grammys are still on right now.
It's tomorrow.
This morning, they are on right now.
All right, we're also very thrilled and just so happy for Viola Davis. Viola Davis has now achieved EGOT status, and Beyonce's Beehive is buzzing over her Renaissance tour tickets. That's all at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. Frida in Tupelo says, I'm 33 years old, and my dad's friend is trying to date me. He's 57. Recently divorced and very nice looking, my dad talked about how he cheated on his wife and that's why he's divorced. Knowing that, will my dad give us his consent to date?
I know right away what's attractive to you, young lady, because your daddy's friend is 57.
Mm-hmm.
You're 33, but your name is Freedom.
And what you saying?
Now, that's an old-ass name right there. That's very attractive to, Bartholomew or whoever your daddy's friend is. Hank.
Hank.
Otis.
Ooh.
That's old.
Otis and Frida. So that's the attraction. Your dad is not going to understand it. He is not. You're still his daughter. He's going to be real upset with his friend. Mm-hmm. Real upset. So, you know.
Good advice, Steve.
He might whoop his ass, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Chrissy in Dallas. Chrissy writes, my husband and I went to dinner and our server was the chick he cheated with 3 years ago. He was ready to leave, but I enjoyed making her work hard for a tip. He said I was being rude to her for no reason. So I'm asking, is he crazy and why would I respect her? Okay.
There is no way that we're continuing this meal. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So it, out of it, there.
First of all, she ain't bringing me no food.
No. Thank you.
That's for starters. Then I'm not defending her saying you were rude to her for no reason. I know she was. Mm-hmm. It's just no way. This is unthinkable. There's no way I would have got up and left.
Yeah, it has disaster.
I would have went to another
section,
anything. I'm leaving the restaurant, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the girl he cheated with that you know about and he know you found out about.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know why she's still bringing food over there. I'd have quit.
How you leave, big dog?
You know
how
she you put something in that food.
How you leave, big dog? What's your statement when you leaving?
Well, first of all, I know we'll have to leave because I'm going to just start throwing up.
Right there at the table.
As soon as she walk up to the table, I'm gonna vomit on the table.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I don't even know how that happens. It's no way.
Yeah.
Nah.
And you said, unlike her husband, you would not tell your wife that she was being rude to the woman he cheated with.
I'm not defending this half.
No.
Wait,
that
was
are you
dumb.
Crazy?
Are you worried about your wife's manners?
Right.
You did cheated.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Right, right.
If anything, I would sit there and act like I didn't recognize her.
Hello. That part.
At the bare minimum.
I'd like the Caesar salad, please. No anchovies.
Hey,
what
she
Bernard.
Did to that food.
It's me, no. Bernard. All right.
I'll be looking around. Somebody else in here named Bernard?
All right, moving on to Jennifer in Baltimore. Jennifer says, my best friend and I fell out years ago after I showed her husband my panties during a game of truth or dare.
What?
It was close to 20 years ago, and her husband is deceased now. I hate that she's still holding a grudge. Why can't she just let it go? What in the world?
Wow. Wow.
20
that's
years
what
ago.
That's what killed him right there.
Oh. You showed him your
I don't know what the hell is going on with that. I don't even.
You scared?
I can't comment. I don't. You talking about? He's the man dead. If you ain't been friends with him in 20 years, what have you
who
missed?
Cares?
You yeah, obviously missing, survived.
Right. But who does that though?
Oh, right. No, you're gonna respect truth for that. Now you ain't never played? You ain't
yeah.
never
Yeah, when I was okay. much younger, but even then, I'm not doing this, what she
but
did.
But she took the dare, obviously.
Yeah.
There was an action involved.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one, Steve, since the last two scared you. Tiffany in Orlando says, I'm sleeping with a married man, and he does not have a passcode on his phone. I check his phone, so I know his wife does too. He said she's not like that. I am always scared after I send him a nude photo. What kind of wife doesn't damn. Snoop?
Damn. A lot of them.
But you're still sending nude photos to him, though, but you're scared. What?
Yeah, but why is in she hopes sending? Of being found.
Is that what it is?
You want to yourself, yeah. So.
Uh-huh. Well, she okay, so say that again, Steve. Say that again.
She wants to man herself, so yeah, she going to send it nude pictures and hope they get found, please. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. She ain't stupid. Women are conniving when y'all want to mm-hmm. be. Did you just
oh,
say
yeah.
mm-hmm? Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very good at it.
And?
Thank you very much for noticing. But he said his wife's not like that. And
he's stupid. A couple of things.
Uh-huh.
He really
uh-huh.
is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you think you know a woman so well, dog, but you don't. That mm-hmm. My wife ain't like that. She ain't like that today.
That's right. You know how we change.
But let me tell you something, man. That change could be instantaneous without warning or notifications. They don't send out notifications when they change their mind. Yeah. They just do it.
Hence click. The show snapped.
Hmm. Click, huh?
Uh-huh. Hence the show snapped. They did a see whole right show there. About it. Called Snapped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when the women snapped.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I won't be watching that.
Don't too late, I've seen it.
Yeah.
They should watch white men that go to Home Depot. They should have a show on all white men that come into Home Depot to buy plastic hefty bags and duct tape and automatically call the police and report their ass.
Yeah.
There's a strong possibility all right, to go down tonight.
Dateline. Get
your camera. All right, CLO, we scared you with this one today. Coming up, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Well, the Grammy Awards aired last night after a weekend. Yeah, it was good. It was good. They had all kinds of parties over the weekend, all kinds of events. Well, Carla is here to recap it for us. Carla, how was it? Let us know what happened.
Well, 50th anniversary, let's talk about that out the gate.
That's
of
it.
The Grammys last night. That was the biggest highlight for me. I guess you guys, too. You all watched it. You saw it.
Yeah.
All
right. It was good.
So LL Cool J kicked things off and introduced the segment. Again, it was produced by Questlove, and he did an outstanding job. Of putting this segment together. I'm talking about Big Boy, Busta Rhymes, De La Soul, Queen Latifah, Nelly, the list goes on.
Good lineup.
Oh, my goodness. Salt and pepper. It was
Scarface, baby. We got to say Scarface.
Fifth Ward. Yes. Scarface was there. It was straight fire. So outstanding job. Of course, you know, there are so many people that, you know, so many hip-hop artists that were not there. But it was only a segment. It wasn't a whole show. Right. So it was a lot of people that they missed. So there you go.
So, Carla. Can I ask you this, Carla? Which was your what was your favorite moment in that segment? I know it was a lot to choose from.
Salt and pepper. I love salt and pepper. I got to give it up for the female MCs.
For the ladies. Yeah, they were good.
And and LL Cool J. I love LL
Busta.
Cool J.
Yes.
Yeah. Busta killed it, didn't he?
Busta did it for me.
Yeah.
Busta rhymed.
Whatever he was saying, it was good. Method Man looked good, too.
It was really, really good. All right, Lizzo, she won at the very end.
It was Tupac for me.
It was Pac, rest in peace.
He act like Pac was on stage. What is he talking about?
With a hologram, he would have ran everybody out of there.
Pac would have cleared that damn room.
All the black people anyway.
Yeah. So quickly, Lizzo, she won Record of the Year, and I loved her speech because at the end, she thanked Beyonce, and Beyonce was standing up showing her love. She talked about when she was in the fifth grade, and her sister came to pick her up, and she went to see Beyonce in concert, and she said that Beyonce is the artist of our lifetime. So that was so much love that she gave, Lizzo gave Beyonce, while Lizzo was winning a Grammy. So that was really, really nice. Smokey Robinson, Steve, and Stevie Wonder killed
it. That was a good moment. That was
a good moment. It was a really good moment. Yeah. Barry Gordy, everybody standing on their feet, giving love to the icons, to the legends. Uh-huh. Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Kendrick Lamar won Best Album of the Year for hip-hop and rap. Beyonce and Jay-Z, they were a little late to the Grammys. Traffic.
Yeah.
L.A. traffic. Yeah. Like, where is
that helicopter? What is that? Right.
No, they drove and they got there late. So she actually missed winning her first Grammy, which was for Best R&B Song Female for Cuff It, which, you know, that turned out to be a huge record.
Yes.
Huge TikTok challenge. You know, everybody was doing the Cuff It dance and all that. So it was good. Trevor Noah, shout out to Trevor Noah. He was an outstanding host.
Great job.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yep. I love Adele. Everybody.
Yeah,
everybody
had asked me to do it, but I said no, because.
What?
I don't know nobody. Steve? So,
You know music, Steve. Now, you may not know movies.
I know music.
But you know music. You know music.
But, you know, you start announcing, you know. Like, I'm familiar with hip hop. I was born in the birth of it, but.
Yeah.
It was not mine, you know. Matter of fact, when hip hop first came out, I said, "This not gonna last." They're talking. There's no way.
You were one of those.
Dog, I mean, I was the one. I was gonna. No one got paid no attention. Matter of fact, I'm not gonna start liking this because this finna go away.
Talking. Yeah, you were.
Here
wrong.
We are, bruh, 50 years later.
50 years later,
bruh. Let me tell you something, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, you know. You know what? Too, Steve, hip hop is not just music. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, it's a culture, you know. It's
culture.
But I didn't see it as that back then. I just didn't. It grew into something. It's, that genre of music has created more millionaires than any other genre ever.
You know. Okay, one more question, Carla. Who had on your favorite outfit?
I liked Beyonce. I like what she had on. She
was beautiful.
She changed outfit.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I'm gonna go with you.
You're not gonna argue with that.
Cardi B with that blue.
J-Lo looked really good. Adele had on pretty dresses.
Yeah, she looked
and
pretty.
Lizzo.
She really
Lizzo.
Did.
Everybody looked good last night. And you know,
they did.
Y'all know I love Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was there. Y'all know how much I love
her. Yeah, with her two teeth.
Yes. So that's the Grammys. That's an update. There's more highlights, whatever. You know, we'll see everything on social media.
Yeah, we will. You're right. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carla. We got to say congratulations to Viola Davis, too, because, I mean, Viola, not only is she an outstanding Oscar-winning actress, now she's an EGOT winner as well. She got the 18th EGOT. She is the 18th EGOT winner in history, meaning she now has an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award. Viola won the Grammy for Best Audiobook Narration and Storytelling Recording for the narration of her memoir, Finding Me. Viola joins two other Black leading ladies, that is Whoopi Goldberg and Jennifer Hudson, who also have reached EGOT status. So that's pretty big. And congratulations again. Yeah. She deserves all the accolades, Viola Davis. She's phenomenal. She is just
I've been with you the whole time, Troy.
Yeah. Yeah. She was on stage trying to do the little cuffet dance.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yes. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Harry Styles looked like a fool last
night. No.
He was shiny. Steve,
I love Harry Styles. All right.
Still look crazy.
All right, thank you, Carla. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, a New York middle school served chicken and watermelon to students on the first day of Black History Month. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it is Black History Month, and a middle school in Nyack, New York, had to issue an apology after serving a stereotypical, quote, Black History Month menu to his students and faculty. Nyack Middle School's food service vendor, Aramark, decided to change the lunch menu on the first day of Black History Month and serve fried chicken, waffles, and watermelon.
What?
You heard me. You heard me. They changed the menu on the first day of Black History Month. Who thought this was a good idea? Fried chicken, waffles, and watermelon. School officials say the menu was changed and served without their consent. Aramark issued a statement noting that the chicken and waffles were not meant to be a cultural meal and claims they weren't intentionally trying to serve a Black History Month lunch. But Aramark was guilty of crafting another stereotypical racial meal back in 2018 at NYU. Students there were offered a well-planned, quote, Black History Month menu that included ribs, cornbread, collard greens, mac and cheese with red Kool-Aid and watermelon-flavored water. Okay, the incident caused the university to stop using the company.
I threw that Kool-Aid on their ass.
As the food provider, yeah. Really, though?
Man, I'll tell you one thing. I do like fried chicken. I know that.
I like watermelon, okay? But come on now.
So do white people.
Yeah, exactly.
More than you think.
Absolutely. I don't see the problem here.
This is so.
Collard greens? What?
Mac and cheese?
Dude, you'd been in the cafeteria with
a napkin. I wouldn't give a damn what day it was.
Happy Black History Month. Thank you. Wait, won't you join us?
Mac and cheese?
What? Yes.
Man. Really?
At Aramark, though?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It ain't going to be what you think, Jimmy.
That was intentionally done.
Yes, it was.
I got to eat up to say that it wasn't good. First of all, y'all need to stop this. I need to eat first. Yeah.
You can look at it, Junior, and tell.
Commercial cornbread ain't ever good.
Yeah. That's really
You know
sad,
what, man? It's so ridiculous, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I mean, you know, man, we almost have to sit here and joke about this, the three of us anyway. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just sit here and go...
Mm-hmm.
The
it's
meal,
just blatant racism. I don't care what they say. Yeah.
The killings. It's all just crazy.
Yeah. But then you don't want to teach the children Black history in
school.
Right. But you want to give them the menu and
Well, because they want to control the narrative and make you understand the part of history they want you, the fun part.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They want to keep it going.
We gotta get back to whooping ass, y'all.
That's your only conclusion. That's what you've come up with. All right. Coming up next, Sister Odell is in the building. It is Black History Month, and we'll talk to her right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she is here, Sister Odell. Wow. You're here.
Yes, yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Good morning, Shirley. How is
good
you?
Good morning. I'm well, hello, thank you. Connie. How are you?
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Mississippi, just wave. No, they don't let you talk. Just wave, cutie. That's good, Junior.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Morning. Hi, boy. Thomas.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Wow. Well, how are you, Sister Odell? Welcome.
Well, happy Black History Month.
That's what I was going to say to you. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, I miss it. We're a little late. It's February 1st was Clarence Thomas's grandfather's birthday.
Oh wow. The Supreme Court really? Justice.
Who was that? What was his name?
And why do you know that?
Well, his grandfather's name was Uncle.
Uncle Granddaddy. Okay, what? You're schooling us this morning, Uncle, Black History Month.
Uncle Granddaddy.
No, it was Uncle Thomas.
Yes.
Uncle Thomas.
Yes, I got it, Sister.
And I guess you can see where we came up with everything, friend.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
clarity.
Ma'am.
All started with Clarence Thomas' grandfather, and his first name was Uncle.
So, Sister Odell, you...
Yes, ma'am. Sweet.
Well, you have been around for a while, so let us know a little bit more about you and your history and everything. How'd you grow up?
Girl, I go back, you know. A lot of people don't know this part of Black history, but when I was talking to Bessie Ross.
Oh, so the flag, the American flag.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew her?
Yeah, girl, that's my design.
Oh, you designed the American flag.
The red, white,
and blue? Yeah, not her. You know, they didn't give Black folk no credit for nothing back then. I designed the flag, sewed it and everything. Bessie couldn't sew worth a damn. She didn't win no quilt making contest back then. Couldn't sew worth a damn. She couldn't sew or cook. Cook just as bad as you, Shirley. That helper, let me tell you what she did. Let me tell you what Bessie Ross also did. Wait. Y'all don't know this here, sweetie.
What?
Had made a sweet potato pie, and me and all the Blacks were sitting down enjoying it. She stuck her nose in there. Excuse me?
You and all the who?
Me and all the Blacks. We were sitting down enjoying it. She brought her nose ass over there and looked in the kitchen and saw it and saw how much happy we was eating it. She gonna go back and try to make one. Now, this dumb heifer didn't know them were sweet potatoes. She done grabbed a pumpkin.
is that how pumpkin pie came about?
That's why pumpkin pie, that's why Black people don't like pumpkin pie, right there, because they know how they got, because Bessie stole the recipe and thought it was pumpkin instead of sweet potatoes.
These is relevant.
Black history moment. What is?
Yeah.
Were you a part of the civil rights movement?
Here's something y'all don't know.
Rosa
Parks,
yes, ma'am,
refused to sit on the bus in the back
at
the next stop.
Yes, ma'am.
I got up from my seat because I went on to the back because I didn't want no trouble. And at the next stop, I got up and slapped the white man that was driving the bus and then just ran all the way back home. I stayed in the house for 3 weeks until we started the movement.
We didn't know this, Sister Odell. You have to come back more.
I slapped
history.
The taste out of that white man.
Just hauled
off. I'm going to one up this Rosa Parks business. You just
yes, ma'am.
She refused to sit. I said, go on, girl. I'm going to support you. So at the next stop, I got up there and went up there. Fwop! I slapped the flavor out of his mouth.
Well, thank you, Sister Odell. These are things we did not know about Black history. All right. Well, coming up next, it is the nephew with a prank phone call for today right after this. Did you know that, Neff?
No, I'm going to slap this prank on you in a minute.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he kept an apartment for years. We'll find out what that's all about. And we kind of know, but we'll find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Well, you know, Shirley, Valentine's is on the way.
Yes.
So I dug into the archives. This right here
is Valentine's gift card. Valentine's gift card. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Bryce.
Yeah, this is Bryce.
Hey, Bryce, how you doing, man? My name is Alvin, bro. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, I know you're married to Trisha, right?
To Trish? Yeah. Who's this?
Okay, like I said, yeah, my name is Alvin, and I'm just trying to make sure I got the right person, man, because you half black, half white, right, from what I understand?
Yeah, I'm half black. Who the f*** is this? Why are you asking me questions? What's going on? Is she okay?
No, everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Trish, so check this out, man.
Okay, but listen, just say what you got to say. I'm at work, man. Say what you need to say. What's happening?
Okay, listen, I accidentally, I sent Trisha some flowers for Valentine's. They're going to get there on Friday. But I accidentally put I ordered a gift card along with it, and they put this gift card in Trisha's gift bag, and really that gift card should really be for my wife. And I was trying to see if maybe if you get to the gift bag before, maybe you could get it out for me so I could get that gift card.
Okay. So you said my wife flowers for Valentine's Day, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but that's not the key. The key is that it's a gift card in there that I need, you know?
Oh, so and that's you what accidentally I... sent a gift card to my wife. You just want the flowers to go to her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I sent the flowers.
Man, yeah, no problem. No, that's cool, man. This happens. We make mistakes all the time. How about this? How about you come on over, and I will be more than happy to give you the gift card, because I'm sure, you know, if you send it with the flowers, I'll just have to hand the gift card over to you and probably a nice f***ing ass beating too, you stupid mother. Why in the f*** would you ever call me about this?
Hey, man. And I didn't expect all this.
What's
hostility.
Your name, Alvin? Is it Alvin?
My name's Alvin, but
hostility?
Okay. Hey, bro, all I'm trying to do is, like,
hey,
I say,
don't
I sent a...
I ain't your f***ing bro. What do you mean you didn't think this was going to be hostile? You send my f***ing wife flowers, mother. How do you even know my wife? How do you know Trish?
I work in the building that Trish works in. So
you work with her? Okay, good. Are you,
I don't work with her. I don't work for her company at all, but my floor is on a different floor. I work in a different company, but she works in the same building. So, yeah. Dude, I'm just trying to get the gift card, man. I ain't even trying to trip, dude.
So you sent some flowers. When the flowers going to be here? What time are the flowers supposed to be here?
The flowers getting there sometime Friday. I mean, on Valentine's
Friday. Yeah. On Valentine's Day. Okay, good. So how about you come down here on Friday, okay? And I will give the flowers to Trish, and I will give you the gift card. And you mentioned if I was half black or half white. And I'll go ahead and let you know that both sides are going to beat your motherfucking ass, because you got to be the most ignorant motherfucker I've ever met in my goddamn life. I don't care if you're green, blue, yellow, lavender. I don't know what the fuck you are, but you are the dumbest piece of shit I've ever met. You come here Friday. You come here, and your wife will get her gift card, and my wife will get your flowers, and everybody's going to be happy.
Hey, dude, what's all this about, man?
Okay, so have you gone out with Trish? Are you guys going for lunch or... You know, maybe a movie or, I mean, how much time have you spent with my wife?
I ain't spent no time with her.
Why are you stuttering now? What do you mean you ain't spent no time with her? How you seem to know all about her. You haven't gone out one time with my wife?
No, I never went out with her.
So you just have a crush on my wife? Is that what you're trying to say? And you just accidentally sent some bullshit to her? Is that what's going on?
I didn't accidentally send the flowers. I sent them because I wanted her to have. She's a pretty lady. I wanted her to have the flowers. But I didn't want her to have my wife's gift card though.
What did you think I was going to be? How did you think? How did in your fucking crazy bullshit mind did you think this was going to be okay? What if I called you right now and be like, hey, I sent your wife a fucking can you send it back to me? Like, how would you feel if I did the same shit to you?
Well, I mean, you're talking about something different from flowers, and that sounds like a little bit offensive, don't you think?
Oh, that's offensive. Yeah, man. You know, I'm sorry, Albert.
It's not Albert. It's Alvin. No, it's Alvin, man. It's Alvin.
I don't give a shit what it is. Alvin, come see me on Friday. I'm gonna have your gift card. I'm super excited to meet you. This is gonna be the best Valentine's Day of my fucking life. Come visit me. You sent the flowers to the house, right?
I got the address that Tommy gave me.
Who the f*** is Tommy?
He the one gave me the address. He the one told me.
Tommy, come. How about you and Tommy come over to the house? It's gonna, we'll have a f-ing guys night. I'll put on a game. Gonna have some pretzels. Why don't you both come over here?
Okay, but why all the hostility when somebody's showing your wife some love, dude?
No, there's no hostility whatsoever. Did you hear hostility? I just invited you and your boy Tommy to come to my house. That's not hostile. I'm being hospitable. That's what it is. It's hospitable. Come see me. Come see me.
Okay, so let me ask you something, man. Don't you drop Trish off to work every morning?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now, like when y'all riding to work, ain't y'all listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
This is not the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Nephew Tommy, baby. Come on, Bryce. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Trish, got me to prank phone call you. Home run, baby. Oh, oh yeah.
There's no way. Now I'm back. I'm pissed at her again. Now I'm going through so many emotions right now. I was like, who could be this f***ing stupid? Oh, man. I am boiling. Holy s***. Oh, she's going to pay for this one.
You got to tell me, Bryce, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The motherf***ing Steve Harvey Show, baby.
I put some stupid on it, didn't I? Then I put some stupid on it. No. I put a little bit of stupid on it.
No doubt.
Well, when you ain't got nothing else to put on it, what you want?
Put a little
ain't like
stupid on it.
Spread some intelligence all over.
Yeah. I could get intelligent. I don't feel like all that. I just want to be stupid.
You know, the one thing about
stupid.
You, Tommy, that I truly, truly respect.
What's that?
Is to be stupid.
Uh-huh.
Embellish stupid.
Come on, speak on it, boy.
Acknowledge your stupidity.
Make it plain, Steve.
And then thrive in your stupidity.
Come on here, man.
I mean, that's just a complete package, man. Most people don't know how to. You've actually taken what is not a gift at all and turned it into one. This is a first. I've never seen that. I've never seen a person take something that's not a gift.
You're right.
And actually turn it into one.
You're right.
But stupid is a gift to me, though. You know?
Well, really? Obviously.
And it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And as long as I can keep giving stupid.
But see, here's the deal. I want to remind you. The gift that God gave you at birth was acting.
Yeah.
God don't give stupid.
But you overrode that.
Well, I know how to act.
Wait a minute. Dude. He overrode his God-given gift.
Listen to your uncle.
He said, no, I can act now. I get a move. I'm gonna nail it. But can I just be stupid?
Let me have it.
And I know he told you no.
Because he will do that sometimes. That's right.
Oh.
But he let me be stupid. He let me have it.
Man.
And look what he turned it into. I'm a mogul of stupid.
Wow.
That's a different tone.
All right.
This Friday, Fort Wayne, Indiana, straight stupid. What? Yes. And look what stupid has done for me. That's all I got to say. Look what it has done.
All right. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. The subject, he kept an apartment for years. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he kept an apartment for years. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 years old and my husband is 45. We've been married for 8 years and he's been lying and keeping things from me the whole time. When we started dating, he was living in a two-bedroom apartment and it was the ultimate bachelor pad. I was living with my mother because she insisted that I stay there until we got married. Right after the wedding, we bought a historic ranch home that needed a few upgrades. His lease was not up yet, so we stayed in his apartment for 5 months. When we finally moved to our own home, we were able to buy new furniture. He said he was giving his old furniture to his nephew. I let him handle that, and I focused on our new home and fixing it up. I should have helped him move out of his apartment, or at least monitored where all of his furniture went, because I recently found out that he didn't move out of his apartment building. Instead, he downsized to a studio apartment and moved his sleeper sofa to the new place. I found out all of this the other night while we were at a friend's birthday party. One of the guys got drunk and started reminiscing about my husband's cool creep spot, and I could hear him. They all tried to shut him up, but that made it worse. There was no way around it, so my husband confessed that night. He told me that he used the studio apartment as an Airbnb until 2021, and he made a lot of money from it. He showed me the account balance with my name on the account, but all I could think about were the times he was supposed to be out of town, and I wondered if he lied and was really at the apartment. Shouldn't you share this type of info with your spouse? Are there more secrets? Should I trust him? Wow. What a way to find out about that apartment that he still had it and everything. He moved to a studio.
I can't wait to hear this answer.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Well, just it's coming. Hang on. Anyway, as I was saying, what a way to find out. Yes, he should have told you that he had an Airbnb. Of course he should have, but you know how it is when people get drunk at parties and stuff. They do get to talking now, and sometimes they know what they're talking about, sometimes they don't. In this case, it sounds like he did know he was talking about. In any event, I think he was telling the truth because everyone was trying to shut him up, and he distinctly said creep spot because you heard him, and that's what made your husband confess. I'll give him credit, your husband, for having those Airbnb receipts so you could see him, you could see the account balance and all that. But he didn't give you any of the money and your name was on the account. I say no, don't trust him, because if he had you thinking he'd gotten rid of the apartment and he really didn't, he was using it as a creep spot, you know, which that's what creep spot means, to cheat and all of that, then he definitely could be lying about other stuff. So no, he's not to be trusted at this point. Are there any more secrets? They're bound to be if he kept this big secret. Again, should you trust him? I say no. Steve?
Break up to make up. That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Shirley breaks up more relationships with this damn letter. I was sitting here just waiting to watch her wreck
another home. She did not let me down. Break up.
He cheated.
That's all we do. Nothing in here says the man cheated. First you love me.
Well, and, would you give your answer?
I'm about to give my answer. I'm answering my question with a love song. That's from the crooner from the Willis Johnson show back in 1991.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. Just give your answer.
The Shirley Strawberry Letter. Lord have mercy.
That is it. And I said what I said.
I know Shirley. 37-year-old lady, wonderful lady, and her husband is 45. That's an 8-year difference. They've been married for 8 years. Ironic, I do numbers like that because I'm always fascinated with numbers. He's been lying and keeping things from me the whole time. Is that new? Nope. Is that the first time? Nope. Has it happened in other relationships? Yep. Should it happen in other relationships? Yep. You can't tell everything. And regardless as to whether our person whose name adorns these wonderful letters says this or not, women don't share everything either.
We don't.
And they know that they can't. But the moment a man don't share something, here we go. You low down, stinking, trifling, ornery, no good, dog face. You men, of course. But I just wanted to say this. I want to apologize to the men that listen to this show who have to sweat while in your car with your wife on the way to work dropping her off. I know you've considered skipping over the Strawberry Letter of lately due to the turn of events with Shirley being the home killer that she is. We'll be back with my response to try to save this relationship before Shirley says another relationship.
I don't
relationship
have a creep spot.
Off
he
to
does.
Divorce court.
I'm not breaking him them
shame
up.
Shame on
is,
you, Shirley.
Okay?
Nobody
shame
said
on
this
you
was a creep spot.
We'll have
this
part
is an Airbnb.
Response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Airbnb.
We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get to your response. He kept an apartment for years is the subject.
Well, first of all, I stand by everything I said previous today. I will recite the song that's obviously Shirley's motto, break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Shirley is in the middle of doing what she normally does in the Strawberry Letter, and I'm going to try to see if I can save this man's relationship. This couple is 8 years apart. They've been married for 8 years. She claims that the man has been lying to her the entire time. He was living in a two-bedroom apartment. It was the ultimate bachelor pad. You was living with your mama because your mama said you ain't going to live with no damn body till your ass get married, so she didn't move in. We bought it then. You all got married. You bought a historic ranch home that needed some upgrades. His lease wasn't up yet, so we stayed in his apartment for 5 months while you was fixing on the house, I guess. When we finally moved into our home, we were able to buy new furniture. He said he was giving his old furniture to his nephew. I let him handle that. I focused on the new house and fixing it up. I should have helped him move out of his apartment or at least monitored all of his where his furniture went. No, you shouldn't have. Why? Why? Why would you got to focus on the new house? See, you're armchair quarterbacking now, lady. See, now you beating yourself up about something that didn't happen. Why would you have to monitor his furniture where it was when you clearly were busy building up and fixing up the new ranch house y'all bought? So take this off your plate of worry and concern. That's not at fault. That's not your problem.
Wow.
I recently found out that he didn't move out of his apartment building. And now, he moved out the apartment.
Yeah.
He didn't move out the building.
Mm-hmm.
He downsized to a studio apartment and moved his sleeper sofa to the new place. How you going to have a place down there and ain't got no sofa in it?
Right. It makes no sense, right?
So listen to this. I found all of this out the other night when we were at his friend's birthday party. One of the guys got drunk. His ass.
all with his drinking. And we done told this fool, hey, man, you need to stop all this drinking. He out there, everybody. Boy, I remember.
Come on, Steve. Come
boy, DJ had a cold-ass apartment. Boy, we had a creep spot. We done bring him through there. Bring him through there. Over here doing that thing, boy. Ooh, we have some cold ones up in the crib. Shh. Fool, shut your damn mouth. Shut your damn mouth. Man, I ain't gotta be quiet. That is how we all met our wives. What? Hey, man, be quiet. And I could hear him. They all tried to shut him up, but that made it worse. You tell me to be quiet? I would have to be quiet if I was knowing about he had it and he got another one.
What?
It's the other one, I don't like it as much because this is a studio. Why you give up the two-bedroom, dog? Because we used to be in there at the same time. Now I can only go in there one at a time. It's always crowded. I can't even get a room. There was no way around it. So my husband confessed that night. He told me that he used his studio apartment as an Airbnb until 2021. He made a lot of money from it. He showed me all the account balances with my name on the account. Thank you, man. Thank you. Proof with her name on the account. Proving that this studio was an active Airbnb. And the reason he moved the sofa down there that was a sleeper was so you can turn something into a bed in that studio and can continue to make this revenue in here that he had the decency to make sure that you had your name on the account in the event that something were to happen to him. That is the surprise in life. Now, when you show up and you got all this new furniture, how you think he was buying this new furniture? The Airbnb. I do believe it was an Airbnb. He has the receipts to it. And you know he had the Airbnb, and nothing says he was using it as another pad. He was using it as a way to gain alternative revenue.
His drunk friend said it was a creep spot.
For his drunk friend, because he rents it out to him as an Airbnb. He used it as a creep spot. A lot of people rent Airbnbs as creep spots. That ain't nothing new. Man, Shirley. All I could think of was the times he was supposed to be out of town, and I wondered if he lied and was really at the apartment.
Yes, he lied.
Shouldn't you share this type of info with your spouse? Hell no.
Yes,
are there more secrets?
What?
Probably. Should I trust
him? Her name is on it.
Yes. He, listen to me.
Her name is on the account. What are you talking about?
Shirley, her name is on the account.
She didn't even know about it.
I have accounts with my wife's name on it she don't know about.
Are they creep spots?
No, I can't creep nowhere. I'm famous
okay,
where I'm going.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Right. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Oh, are you creeping?
Yeah. Hey, man, how you doing? Don't tell nobody I was over here. Yeah. Oh, hey, Mr. Harvey. Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, man, do me a favor, man. Don't sell that to nobody.
Don't tell anybody.
And I'm going to call you beforehand. Please remove that camera down that's up there in the ceiling on all the elevators and everything. Yeah, that's why you don't see my ass nowhere.
You know he's wrong for this. All right, hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's
Give it up to all the
letter.
Brothers with Airbnbs out there. Keep hustling,
with creep
brothers.
Spots.
Yeah, invest your money wisely, man. Airbnbs produce income. They're not creep spots.
You're crazy. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, but first of all, February 17th through the 19th, Uptown Comedy Corner, your favorite play cousin, is coming to the Atlanta Comedy Uptown Comedy Theater. Get your tickets at uptowncomedy.net, February 17th through the 19th. Five shows, two Friday, two Saturday, and one Sunday. That's what I'm going to be doing. But over the weekend, Saturday.
Oh, okay, because you said Saturday.
You did
I said Saturday. Okay, well, then Saturday.
No, you said Shaddy. He had a little speech impediment right there. I thought you was going to have a crisis.
No, Unc, I'm good, man.
No!
Everything can't be no crisis, big dog. Everything can't.
You know, hey, I be looking for little signals because I don't know them all yet. And a slurred speech is one of them. We got to get his ass a coat.
No.
Here we go.
Get your ass, get a coat on.
Kyrie Irving, man, was traded to Dallas over the weekend. I know y'all heard about this, man.
Yep.
That sent shockwaves. They thought he was going to go to Los Angeles. Even LeBron James even tweeted, like, maybe it's me. He just tweeted, like, those three words, maybe it's me. Like, he just wanted him to come back. You know, they could have really used him. But also, listen, this is how much he cost, man. This is what they had to give up. Dallas had to give up Spencer Dwindle. They had to give up Dorian Finney-Smith. They get a 2027 second round pick.
You ain't
they get a 2029.
None of them people.
First.
He gave up Dallas Dwindle and Harold Finney.
You ain't never heard of none of these people.
Say their names again.
Spencer Dinwiddle and Dorian Finney-Smith.
Dinwiddle.
Yes.
And who?
Dorian Finney-Smith.
Dorian Smith. Wasn't he on the Parkers with Monique?
I hate you.
Oh, man.
Professor Ogilvy.
Yeah.
Big up to Dory. He good people. Big up to Dory.
Hey, Professor Ogilvy. Uh-huh. Right.
All right. Also in sports news, LeBron James is 36 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's going to go down tomorrow night. The game.
It's going
to
happen.
For the tickets for these games, is $92,000. Would you pay that to go see LeBron pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
$92,000?
Up to $92,000 for this. Hey, man.
What?
Would you pay that
who
much
is
up
it?
To see
LeBron? Well, who they playing?
They playing the Thunder.
I don't give a damn who they play.
$92,000 to see
it's
LeBron
too many phone
James.
Cameras out here for me to have to pay $96,000 for me to see it live.
That's you would $1,000.
But he's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It's going to be hard not to put this boy's name in this conversation as greatest basketball player.
Kareem hit all these points and wasn't no three-pointer. Ooh, boy.
We got to move on, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, Don Lemon allegedly yelled at his co-host for interrupting him on the air. We'll talk about that right after this. Oh,
shut up while I'm talking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is no secret that CNN This Morning is suffering with bad ratings, but tensions boiled over back in December after Don Lemon allegedly yelled at his co-host, Caitlin Collins, off camera. Now, according to reports, Don approached Caitlin Collins following the show's Thursday, December 8th broadcast and yelled at her as he accused her of interrupting him on air. We have a clip of Caitlin interrupting Don several times as he was mid-story. Take a listen.
Frederick Plyken joining us from Berlin with the news this morning. We are told that the swap happened at the Abu Dhabi airport and that she is on her way back to U.S. soil. Again, Brittany Grimes of the WNBA star released from Russian detention. We're standing by for the President of the United States.
It's been 10 months since she's been held in captivity.
8:30 this morning. The worldwide resources, Frederick Plyken and others, are on the ground there, and we're going to continue to follow. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who has been detained in Russia and was at a penal colony, faced 9 years there, has been released in a prison swap with Viktor Bout, the Russian arms dealer. President Biden, as you see there on the right-hand side of your screen, you see President Biden expected to speak at the White House at any moment now.
And one
he
thing
was
to
briefed.
Watch.
Stand by 1 second.
I know you hear me talking.
See, I agree. Jeez. Whatever happened after that. The only mistake Don made was he should have checked her ass on air.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but then they'd
that would have been worse.
See, y'all, I know where Don at. because it happened to me on this show all the damn time. Play the tape again, and let me show you where Don could have. And can you stop it when I ask you to stop it, Dave? Okay, go ahead. Play the tape, and let me show you how he should have handled it.
Frederick Plyken joining us from Berlin with the news this morning. We are told
Hold on. You hear me talking? I don't need all that. I'm Don Lemon. Go ahead.
Happened at the Abu Dhabi airport, and that she is on her way back to U.S. soil again. Brittany Grinder, the WNBA star, released from Russian detention. We're standing by for the president of the United States.
Wait a minute. Hey. I just said the second time. I just said something to your ass about this now. It's the damn Don Lemon show. The Chris Cuomo ain't here no more. And you probably, obviously, you trying to get yourself on the come up. But it ain't time for this here. I didn't ask you for all that. I do all this on the air. Go ahead, Dave. Run
it's been 10 months too. Since she's been.
Stop right there.
Captivity.
I'm ready to everybody ask you how long it's been. We know it's been 10 months. We've been reporting on it the whole damn time. She got 9 years. We've been counting. We know how many days she's been over there. She got 10 months. We heard that.
Right. 8:30 this morning. The Worldwide Resources, Frederick Plyken and others are on the ground there, and we're going to continue to follow. Brittany Grinder, the WNBA star who has been detained in Russia and was at a penal colony, faced 9 years there, has been released in a prison swap with Victor Boot, the Russian arms dealer. President Biden, as you see there on
Stop
the
right
right-hand
there.
Side.
Stop right there. Oh, you didn't want to say nothing when I said penal colony, though, did you? Oh, that was a little bit too touchy for you. You wanted to stay out the gray area. You wanted to play it safe. We said penal colony is where you should have jumped in, but you're scared, though. Go ahead, Dave.
President Biden expected to speak at the White House at any moment now.
And one
he
thing
was
to
briefed.
Watch.
Stand by one second.
Stop. Wait, hold on. Hey, what you doing?
This number four.
What is you doing? How many times you trying to jump in here and make this about you? You ain't no damn star. And what you gonna do, listen to me. Steve had the same problem on his show.
What?
That damn Shirley Strawberry is always getting in his lane talking while he talking.
Whatever.
You be right there, Shirley. Ain't no whatever. It ain't time for you. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It don't even say with Shirley Strawberry.
Oh, I'm going to go crying to the boss when we get off.
Now you're going to cry.
I know what to do. I know what to do.
They finna send my ass home.
Yes.
Can you lay off?
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the... Oh, this says the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girl, what the hell?
It might say
him.
That, Steve.
You ain't want to read it, but it ain't no typo.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The first annual HBCU Honors Award show premieres on February 15th. It will be taped live from Miami's Black Archives Historic Theater and will honor 8 extraordinary alumni from historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, whose groundbreaking achievements have helped change the world. The HBCU Honors honorees for this year are Dr. Sheila Chamberlain, Michael S. Reagan, Pinky Cole, Curtis Simons, Anjanou Ellis, Stephen A. Smith, he was just on our show last week, Steve Payman, and Dr. Glenda Glover. The evening will be inspirational, and of course it will feature Oprah Winfrey as its special guest. And we were all just saying how much we love Anjanou Ellis anyway, in every role she's ever played. She's such a great actress too.
Oh, the girl band.
Yeah, she's a beast with it. She is. She really is. Yeah. So congratulations.
Is there any more names on there? Sure. Any more?
No. No. That's my list.
That's it. I didn't go to HBCU. That's it.
Me and you both, Junior, we just sitting over here.
The hell is the loose end of what?
So you were looking for an admission from Prairie View?
Yes. Both of us. Yeah. Me and Carla. Well, come on now. You see us sitting on here every morning now. Come on now.
Every morning.
I was looking for my name to be said, and I flunked out of a white coat.
Well, there was Stephen A. Smith and Steve Payman.
He doing something.
Okay. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather never kiss your spouse again or never clip your toenails again?
What?
Never kiss your spouse again or never clip your toenails again?
Toenails.
Well, I got to kiss my wife now. Yeah. But damn.
Nah, I'm going to sit her down and talk to her.
Exactly, you can't have the toenails.
Yeah, we're going to do some air kissing or something. I got to cut these things off because I got to put this shoe on again and stand up at Family Feud for 8 hours.
Yeah. All right.
That's a hard one. Yeah,
that is a hard one. All right. Would you rather allow your kids to curse you out?
I wish they.
Or would you rather give your wife a hall pass?
What?
She ain't no pass. Hell.
What hall? What hall are you talking about, Sherry? Yeah. What hall are we talking about?
I'm telling you, no. They ain't getting that.
You gonna allow your kids to curse you out?
Go to your room then. That's all I got for you.
Well, I'm gonna let them cuss me out.
Uh huh.
But that ain't got nothing to do with what come next though.
Right, that's what I said.
That ass whooping.
No, you can cuss me out. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have one front tooth missing, or would you rather have one thumb missing
permanently?
What is gonna grow back?
Yeah.
So crazy. You can
get an implant. I'm up here sucking my teeth. Nah, I don't know about this. Yeah.
You got a list.
Yeah, I probably have to go and just buy me a bunch of minute, now, Thief.
Let me try to figure out what I'm going to do.
That's the last. You already can't say W's. Last thing you need is a damn missing tooth. Now you whistling at me all day.
I can do the Thief.
No, I'm going to have to go on. You're going to have to get this thumb. You got to leave this tooth up in my... I can't look in that mirror every day. I ain't got a front tooth.
Ouch.
A front one.
Yeah. That's how you laughing.
As much as we laugh, we need our teeth.
Man, my teeth way too big for one to be missing.
All right, would you rather have a luxury car collection? Hold on.
How you going to smoke your cigar, though, without that thumb?
Well, he's got two. Well, you got another thumb. You got another
helmet. Well, what I don't want to do is put my cigar in my mouth and it's in that hole. How that's going to
look. All right. One last one. Would you rather have a luxury car collection or have several nice houses?
A and B would work for me.
Several nice houses.
Yeah. Real estate.
Yeah, the houses accumulate in value, the car, as soon as you drive them off. There,
absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, Steve Harvey will close out the show with his remarks. And we'll do our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Monday. Start of a brand new week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
The last break of the day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Baby, Grammys were last night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl this coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Grammys coming. Valentine's this Day. All-Star game.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. Super Bowl is next Sunday, sir. Next Sunday.
So what we
let's
doing?
Let's do some betting, man.
We just going, you know, Vegas gonna go, betting. You have some at the house, huh? We coming through?
What oh, yeah. You went over there last year, didn't you, Junior?
I don't know,
for a big game, like you have to cook or anything.
Man, I didn't know it was then. I'm confused. I thought it was.
Why are you rubbing your head?
Of the 14th.
No. Are you stressed?
Well, yeah, because this is a, it's more like a Wednesday or Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah, that, and that's Valentine's Day.
The weekend after Valentine's Day, Steve, is All-Star NBA Super Bowl.
See, I got to do
And President's Day.
No, the Valentine's weekend is All-Star weekend is that weekend.
Yeah, it's leading into it. Super Bowl will have passed before Valentine's Day. It's the weekend before.
Man, All-Star's weekend. I'm supposed to be detoxing.
How you going to do that?
But we come over, you just going to be running to the bathroom? What did you say?
No, it's detoxing. It's what you eat. It's kind of hard to detox on chicken wings and pizza. You're
right. Nachos.
Yeah, sliders and stuff, you know.
Ooh, sliders. Love me some sliders.
Yeah. You make the ribs,
so what you going to do, Steve? Yeah.
Can we get
I don't know. I don't know yet. I got to get there. I have no idea.
That's right. You're going to come.
I got to get
there. Well, how are we going to prepare for the big game party if you're not telling
me? I don't give a damn.
You wanted him to have a party.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm just stopped by there. I'm fine. I ain't worried about all that. Y'all waiting to be invited. I'm just going.
Oh, you just going to bum rush? You just going to go to the house? Can you do that?
I've been just going to the house. But
are you going to barbecue?
Remember when
you going to go to his house, just turn his grill on like he ain't got no say-so in it.
I've been doing
it. Steve would be out of town and you'd invite all your friends over?
I used to throw some awesome parties when he leaves town.
You want to get back to that?
You miss it? I throw a good party now.
You miss it.
And he had everything you needed. You ain't need no decorations or nothing. He had everything you needed.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole room in his house just for that kind of thing.
Well, what's the weather going to be like, Tommy? Because are you going to have a party outside?
Oh, it's going to flow. It's going to flow.
Indoors and outdoors.
Indoor, outdoor.
Okay.
One time I put my pictures in his house and threw a party.
Because you told everybody it was your house.
Yeah, I know.
This is my spot. I remember that year. Come on through.
I know. Yeah. That'll never happen again.
Well, he's planning on having a big game party at your house this Sunday.
If he ain't going to be there, it's on.
No. I'm going to be there. But that's impossible now.
How is it impossible?
He will be shot.
Oh, Steve!
That's your nephew.
Go too far.
I know the guards.
I ain't going to tell nobody he my nephew. He ain't been over there but one time.
That's what the whole remake of the movie House Party is about. These guys throw a big party at LeBron James' house. Same thing, Tommy.
So, guys, any questions? Anybody? Anything?
That was our question. We would discuss.
Yeah. No, ain't nothing happening in my house. Don't even worry about that.
You changed. What?
Y'all got any problems? Y'all got any issues? Something you want to open up about? Share, Junior. Junior,
we don't
you
have
got
a place
something
to
going
watch
on
the
wrong.
Game. That's our
problem. We can quit talking about this game. Ain't finna be no party in my house. I may be in the middle of a detox. I'm going to be in deep detox and deep depression.
Steve, you know that's not going to work if you're watching the game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something, man. I'm going to have to talk to this doctor, man.
You might have to start in March.
After March Madness.
Well, can we still come over for the game and you just detox, you just cook for us, and then you ain't got to eat none?
He ain't going to do that.
Let me ask you something, Junior. What you think the chances of that going to be?
Probably
just
not.
Question your face. Has your uncle changed, Tommy? I'm going to ask you this since he's been going
big
to all this so traveling and stuff.
He used to be so much fun. Nice. I don't do all that. I don't do it. No.
He just
an angry
come over
million.
And
just
kick
a,
it.
Yeah. He ain't angry. Steve? He like a frustrated millionaire. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. What are you upset about?
What has happened, Steve? Yeah. Tell us. Do you need to open up to us about something?
I ain't really got to open up. Just a conscious decision I've made to stop, associating with certain relatives.
What does that mean?
We're not your relatives. Only Tommy.
What does that mean?
If you ain't my relative, I ain't talking to y'all.
So it's one person on this show that's related.
You know who that is.
You really changed.
Well, see, the real change, y'all, and y'all don't realize this, has been in him. He places himself now in more situations, more locations, more everything because of me. And he just keeps taking advantage of me. And we're not doing that no more.
How does he do it? Tell me how. Tell me
Why? Who has a rich uncle and don't take advantage of that? Who do that? That don't make no sense.
Yeah. You get it. Hey, listen, y'all. We're going to get out of here. Y'all talk to God today. Love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.